tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Castle, even though we are playing Get Lucky tonight instead of the normal Castle theme song. We thought this song was completely appropriate for tonight, so thank you guys for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe to us. And if you're listening to us on SoundCloud or iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment down below. And we'll say hello later on today. I'm Heather Joy Smith, and I have with me tonight...
Hi, I'm J2 Snyder, otherwise known as JJ Snyder.
And I'm Alexis Torres. You can find me everywhere as A-Torres-890. And this awesome person who's sitting next to me...
Oh my gosh, we have John Huertas with us tonight, you guys.
What's happening? So exciting.
You get a hug from Alexis.
Oh, cool.
That's part of it.
Aww.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's just going to stay here forever.
Forever.
On my side.
Brought my bags.
He's moving in to AfterBuzz.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
He's so lovable. We're so excited to have you.
And thank you. I'm excited to be here.
There's so many folks out there that have been tweeting us all day. So
I know.
This
I have
is awesome.
All of the questions.
Yes.
So it's going to be a good night.
A lot of questions.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
So here he is, guys. Detective Javier Esposito right in front of us. Cool.
I actually just play Detective Esposito. I mean.
Oh, you're not
I'm really him? My name's John.
Oh.
John Huertas.
Did you bring your badge tonight? You did, right?
I did. I can get in trouble for that.
Karen. Really? Is that true?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Oh,
it's
well.
A pretty authentic looking badge, and I think I can get in trouble. I can get arrested for impersonating a police officer. I think. I'll try it.
We'll see what happens.
Season's almost over.
Spent
a couple nights
not.
In jail. I won't be missing anything.
No biggie.
I'll help you out. I'll be like,
Even bad press is good press, right?
Exactly.
Something like that. All right, well, you all know him as Detective Esposito. And many of you who tweeted us today remember him from Sabrina.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do. It's awesome.
Was that a good gig?
That was a good gig. I was a witch hunter, a very powerful witch hunter who couldn't see the witch right under his nose, named Sabrina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't write him. I just acted in him.
That's so silly.
Another project a lot of people remember you from is Generation Kill.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite projects. It was an experience that is once in a lifetime. I got a lot of amazing friends. We played real guys. It was also for me. I was in the Air Force before I was an actor. So being a veteran, it was nice to be able to tell a veteran's story, kind of truthfully. And with integrity, and try to make it as realistic as possible. So I think I'm super, super happy with the work that we did on that show.
It's so cool that you have real life experience that you added to that role. It makes it a lot more authentic, and I'm sure you could.
We had some really good military advisors who were actually like in the story. Like they were one guy was being portrayed by another actor, and one guy was playing himself, and he's an actor named Rudy Reyes now. So those guys. Were instrumental in telling us exactly what these guys went through because they were there and making sure that our poop didn't stink. So it was an amazing experience, and like I said, some of my best friends came out of that because we spent about 7.5 months together in Africa, moving from country to country, filming it, and all we had was with each other, and we worked 6 days a week, about 13 hours a day. Fun times. Good times.
That's some male bonding.
There were no girls in the whole show.
Wow.
I think there were two female characters in the entire thing. And, like, they were mad. One was mad at us because we shot her son. And so she was just yelling at us. And then the other one was mad at me because we were, like, kicking down their doors and screaming at me, threatening me. That was it. That was the Wow. We were actually out with the ladies.
Where were all the nice ladies and the romantic interests?
I don't think when we invaded Iraq, there were a lot of nice ladies.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Ladies.
I watched an interview with you today when you won the award in 2013. I'm going to say it looks like Imagine, but it's not spelled Imagine.
It's pronounced Imagen
Award. Imagen Award. Yeah. Which is, could you explain the significance of the award?
Well, there's a couple of awards out there that kind of, you know, really give, you know, props to how we represent Latinos in the media. Imagen's one of them. Alma Awards, another one. I got one of those too. And you know, they're just it showcases productions and actors and creatives that just kind of shine a light on the Latino experience in media in a positive way. And that's what it's about. Instead of, you know, us just, you know, being portrayed as gangbangers and Colombian drug lords and things like that. And, you know, I think because I play a cop on television who always solves the case, that, you know, it's a positive role model for Latino youth and you know, people at risk, youth and teenagers. So I think it's a nice way to give thanks to our producers and our
and
me.
So it was a big honor for you, and you won that. You won for Best Actor on television in 2013.
On all of television.
All of television. No, I mean that year. You were
That's
that guy.
Huge.
Was it an ego boost?
You know, it was. Like, I mean, I actually thought, yes, on all of television, that was considered the best actor. But that's me talking to myself all the time. I have a lot of insecurities. It was very humbling, and, you know, it's because I, you know, I got into this business because I just love TV and film, and I love performing, and you know, it was never about any kind of awards, and it's just always weird that people even know what I do. You know, like it's weird to Google my name and see stuff. Like it's just weird to be kind of in the public eye, and it's, you know, with the award shows, obviously somebody's watching or and seeing me. So it's just always kind of humbling and you know, it's a wake up call, pretty much. You know, I have to make sure that I watch what I do in public. That's one thing, but you know, you know, my whole nudist thing is hard to bear. But yeah, it's you know, I'm very.
I don't know what's happening.
This is getting a little
high. I don't know what's happening. Someone turn the AC on again.
We did. I do believe we had a request on Twitter that you might take off your shirt tonight. I don't know if that was
probably
in the cards.
I think that was Alexa.
I think that was me. We could just ignore that. We can cut that out.
That was probably your tweet.
Yeah, it was totally Alexa.
We don't have to. We can take that off the record, right, guys?
All right. So we've talked about a few of your exciting accomplishments. One that I'm really excited about and would like to highlight was Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2.
That's my favorite, too.
I believe we have a graphic of that. We actually have a picture of your character that you voiced, named Alberto.
Alberto.
He was a German Shepherd. And he was a police dog, too. See? Playing a good dog.
Well, you know, it was a great job. I had a great time on that. But, you know, it's just sometimes when you get typecast as a cop, whether you're a human or an animal, you just want to break out of your shell and do something else. Now, it was really cool. I played a cop, a police dog. I was a twin. First time I got to play a twin. But I didn't get to play my other twin because, you know, two dogs pretty much look exactly the same. So they used two dogs. But I think I did voice both dogs. I did voice both dogs.
Did you have to bark?
No.
That's such a weird question, but
it
makes sense.
Dogs have their own union, and they wouldn't let me, they wouldn't let me bark. So, but I got to play Andy Garcia's son. Andy Garcia was the police dog dad of mine.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Mad cool.
Well, we saw your dancing skills tonight on the episode. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should probably get into that.
We're going to get into that. Let me just also finish up by saying you also have musical talents. You have an album out called Grown and Sexy Music. I just wanted to say that. So.
And you got really close to the mic. And
Grown and Sexy Music.
She had to do it. There's no other way.
She had to get her sexy voice.
Say it.
Yeah. So, and you're still playing. So just tell us the name of your band. And
well, the band, it's my support band. I've given them lots of different names because just to kind of make, to play around and have fun. But we don't really know, the band doesn't have a name, but it's just usually me, John Huertas, with, I called him Silhouette once. And I have some joke names that I can't say. But for fun. But we play out around town, and we might start venturing out once I have some time away from Castle. But we're playing at the Troubadour in Hollywood in May.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fun times. I haven't played in a while, so we've got some new music we're going to play. Some fun stuff. Yeah, that's the band. It's fun.
Oh.
What?
Sorry. It was a friend of mine. His name's Garrett. He was like, it was me who asked for John to take his shirt off.
Are you talking about that dude, Garrett Farney?
Yeah, Garrett Farney.
He's always asking me to take my shirt.
I didn't know. How dare you, Garrett? How dare you? I was trying to steal that from him. Shh. Damn it.
All right, let's get into this episode.
Let's get into episode 19.
Episode 19.
I'm having a hard time.
She's having a hard time processing.
We should have
separated.
She's having a hard time.
Oh.
Stop it, guys.
Grown and sexy.
this is gonna be a hard after show.
I don't write him, I just say him.
Wow. All right.
Episode, we're talking about that?
Let's talk a little bit about the pit bull, okay? Because the pit bull unfortunately died tonight.
I know, so sorry.
Was it really unfortunate?
I mean, probably not, but...
He was kind of a skeevy guy, but at the same time, not really.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange.
There was a lot of skeevy guys tonight. We also had the hammer guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it weird that when I thought of the hammer, I was thinking of Nathan Fillion from Dr. Horrible sing-along, where he was Captain Hammer? No? Just me? Okay.
Well...
She's kind of a nerd. She remembers, like, everything.
Every single episode, yeah. Every detail.
Very impressive. Wow.
It's very impressive.
Wow. Seamus does, too, actually.
See?
Yeah.
That's why
he really... everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
We're going
to
actually...
I don't have to that way.
We're going
to
get into something that he remembers.
Wait.
Right.
No. JJ.
No, JJ.
Wait.
We'll get into that a little later.
Sorry, those of you who are watching the Seamus episode know what I'm talking about.
No, exactly okay. What she's talking about. We'll get into that a little bit later. We're going to ask you about it. Okay.
What were you saying? You were saying something about... The episode.
I was about to tease what she was about to give away.
Oh.
Tease on.
Okay, we'll get into that later. So, let's talk about Richie, the hammer. We had a few different characters that were kind of like skeevy, as you said, in tonight's episode.
That's what they were.
They're kind of creepy how they go into the hospitals and they try and like... Get people.
Is that an actual thing? I didn't know if that.
Ambulance
really?
Chasers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, I thought that was kind of just. I mean, I thought for ambulance chasers, I thought it was more of like a thrill seeking thing, but I didn't know it was an actual, like, you can get money from that. Like, I didn't know
like
that.
Like, they're
was...
all personal injury lawyers.
Yeah. I think ours might have been a little heightened.
Well,
more like, it was definitely like a big thing, I think, in the 80s. 70s, 80s, like...
Okay.
Like, you know, if someone gets in an accident, some lawyer's handing their card.
Okay, right. All right.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I mean...
I'll fight for you.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking of.
Well, their commercials were hysterical.
I love that.
I'll put the hammer on, like, early.
And, like, the special effects for... Not the special effects, the sound effects for the nail. I was just like...
Yeah.
Gag.
And then the pit bulls awesome. With his head on the pit bull.
Why was that even... Okay, I don't want to get nitpicky, but that was so
I love the people
lame.
That probably come up with this, like, the behind the scenes Castle producers and stuff who were like, yeah, let's put some guy's head on a pimple. Like,
oh yeah, they probably laughed for like 5 minutes.
Exactly.
They probably put it in the writer's room, like, I mean, come on, can you see it? A dog with a guy's head on. Write that down.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna do this, actually. So I don't know. There were some funny moments in the whole episode. Weren't supposed to be funny, but they were funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Break them down.
All right, let's break down the episode a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Our first main character that we saw was Derek Bolt. He's a former MVP. Pitbull was kind of repping him. He was just kind of in and out. I didn't kind of think that he was part of it, especially since they kind of broke that down right away almost, you know, that he and Pitbull were kind of working together. Kind of moved in and out. So we always talk about the characters who kind of move really quickly in and out because mm-hmm. they're usually the one who does it.
We're just trying to figure out who
we try and figure
it.
Out, yeah,
right,
who's
right.
the way.
Right.
She's a little better at it than we are. But the bowl served a really important purpose. And that was that he was the first person who was taken down by this man right here.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we had a fan question, which I'm hopefully I can bring it up.
It had to do with that takedown?
It did. It was mostly just talking about, did you teach, here it is, from Joanne. She said, could you ask John if he had given Stana any advice on taking down the suspect in Season 7, Episode 1, Driven, the man in the junkyard? Since you're always taking down perps all the time.
I did not give her any tips on that. She did a good job by herself.
Oh.
But we have, you know, we have a great stunt coordinator. His name is Greg, and he, you know, he kind of set that stunt up for Stana, and Rob Bowman directed that episode, so he had a vision, as he always does. Yeah, she did it herself. I mean, she has a stunt double that did some of the harder stuff, like the rocks, like when they hit the rocks.
Yeah.
But she came, you know, Stana came flying in and knocked that dude on his booty.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite parts of that episode. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of fans thought it was you who taught her that, because you're always doing the hard-hitting.
I do a lot of the hard-hitting. I mean, I love to get physical. I try to do all my own stunts. When they'll, you know, they sometimes they don't want to let me, but I do them anyway. But I do like to do all my own stunts. I do have a great stunt double named Anthony.
Nice.
So that when I don't want to, like, I don't know if you guys remember the one with the neck brace from season 3 or something like that.
I had a neck brace,
and I get knocked off the steps, and
I remember
they
now.
They hit me out of nowhere, and they go like it's like 4 steps down. It was far. And it was concrete down there.
Mm.
And the part they showed was me getting hit, and then I got to land on a pad that was like this big.
Nice.
But then they wanted to see the impact, so they wanted my body to hit the concrete. And that's when I said, Anthony?
You can come in now.
Yeah.
And he puts a gator back on and all these pads on, and he gets hit, and then they don't even use it. I mean, it's like a big deal. Like, you know, get a bust his head open, all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it hit, you know, he hit hard, probably knocked the wind out of him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard hit, but they didn't even use it.
Jeez.
Which always just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Have you ever seriously gotten hurt doing any of your own stunts?
Yes. Not on this show necessarily doing the stunt, but I have gotten hurt doing a stunt in a movie once. Do you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
So I was almost butt-ass naked.
What?
I had a.
What?
I was just wearing
this
boxer shorts.
This is a saucy show, people.
And I'm locked in a like a sauna, steam room sauna thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to break out, and I just bust through the glass, and it was tempered glass. The special effects guys made tempered glass, and there's actuators that they're charges, and they come and they hit the corners of the glass, and the glass is supposed to break, and it's sort of supposed to fall on its own, but this one wasn't built to spec, I guess. It wasn't exactly done right.
Mm-hmm.
So when it broke, I'm running through it, because I was like, I'm gonna do my own stunt. And no clothes on. And I busted through it and, you know, stood on the other side of the glass, and I was like, yeah, all right, that was great. And everybody's kind of staring at me like that. And, and I look down, and there's like, I would say, I mean, there's like 300 just cuts all over my body.
Oh, my gosh.
Some deep ones with like glass like in the skin.
Oh, no.
I had to go straight to the hospital right after that. But
whoa.
Yeah, it was. I was bleeding all over, and then they had to like clean, because they were all little shards of glass too. So I had to kind of clean my whole body, and then I came back to work. I got some stitches in all the places, and I had to come back to work. I even have a scar on my hand right there. See that?
I do see that.
Jeez, that
is
yes,
serious.
You want me to kiss it for you?
Yeah, just give me a bit.
Oh
wow!
What? Wow. He asked for it.
Doing a service.
One of my tricks. Scars all over your body. It just hurts.
It still hurts. It was 5 years ago, but it still hurts.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you work with the stunt coordinator on this episode when you took down Bolt, or was that just kind of like, oh, no, I got him?
Well, the stunt coordinator was there always. With, you know, somebody asked on Twitter. I did see this question. I don't know if you copied it, but
missed it.
Somebody asked me if I really hurt my knee in this episode.
Yes, oh, yeah. I did get that one, yeah.
Yeah, and I said no, but I was hurt while filming the episode. I had broken my pinky finger.
What?
Like the week before. So I had a broken, a really bad, like broken, like six
which can
places.
It one can point. Hurt.
That can more than you think.
So I would be wearing my like cast thing, and I would take it off, I had a thing, it's called a boxer's splint, so it's like a really heavy duty cast with Velcro you can take off.
Yep.
And I would take it off and just put clear tape and tape my fingers. So when I did the stunt, I tackled the dude. I had the clear tape on there.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, I had to really protect it.
Might have to go back.
Protect
it. That's a good.
Protect it. But, like, and in the whole episode, there's, like, clear tape on my finger.
Missed that completely.
We totally missed that.
Yeah.
But the question on everyone's minds, how did you break your pinky in the first place?
Playing in a flag football league.
Okay.
Co-ed flag football league.
Awesome.
Pretty competitive. Mm. And our quarterback threw the ball really hard and, like, dislocated my knuckle.
Oh.
In my hand, and then broke that bone, and I'm not playing anymore.
Were you like, I'm on TV?
Don't do this to me.
I tried to be tough.
You tried.
Didn't hurt, man. Let me just go sit over here for a second. And then I went to the hospital. Straight to the emergency room.
Aww. Let's just get into what everybody's talking about here. The dance tonight with you and Ryan. Amazing, first of all.
Thank you.
Very well done. How long did you guys have to practice that?
We wanted to practice a lot more. From the moment we read the script, we started saying, hey, yo, when can we get the choreographer and, like, work on the dance? And so it took, like, I think we started the episode on a Friday or Thursday, Friday. It was the next Friday before we got to meet with the choreographer. And basically, they showed us the dance. I think we rehearsed for 2.5 hours. They showed it to us. Went through each count, and then and that was it. We got to work with them for 2 hours, and we had to shoot it on Monday.
That's pretty good.
There was somebody who asked if you put your own moves into the choreography. Right here, Alice Jones.
What's Alice Jones talking about?
She said, "Can you ask if he or Seamus added any of their own moves to the dance routine tonight?"
No, the choreographer pretty much put every move in there. I put my own swag on.
There was definitely a lot of swag.
What's funny, trivia for this episode, the dance routine, they repeated a bunch of things. We have some amazing editors on our show. I just don't think that they have ever edited a dance routine before because it was all out of sync. I mean, there's stuff missing.
I
mean,
I say something about that?
What's that?
I just wanted them to not cut away from you at all. I wanted to see the whole dance.
Right.
Oh, I wanted to see
the final performance with costume and everything.
We wanted to see the whole dance from beginning to end, too. Because it was long. It's about a minute. It's about a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. You know what? They should release it.
Yes.
That would be great.
It's like a PR exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a DVD feature.
Well, I'm going to talk to them. I might try to get them to put that on the DVD feature.
Is there anything we can do? I mean,
we can have a meeting about it.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody start tweeting.
Yeah.
Oh, who picked the song?
That was our, I think it's our writer, Rob Hanning.
Nice.
I think picked the song. He was very adamant, I think, about a Pharrell song. And that was the one he wanted. There was another Pharrell song they were talking about using, but that was the one that he wanted, I think.
I liked your Pharrell hat.
I love that they had the Daft Punk and Pharrell hats on there at the very end. Nice touch.
That was the real designer. I can't remember her name.
Really? Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood.
Look at you.
Wow. Nice.
She must have one. She must have one.
I do. I just love Pharrell.
Yeah, nice. So that's the hat, Vivian Westwood hats. And I wore a real Vivian Westwood. I didn't really love it.
Yeah,
it looked odd on your beautiful face.
Well, I have like a tiny head.
No, really?
Small head.
I doubt that hat
was like a massive on me.
I think that looks massive on anybody.
Exactly.
I think Pharrell's got a little peanut head too.
He totally does.
His head is a lot smaller than yours.
Yeah, I've got this hat on. I'm making me look like I have a bigger head, but Pharrell, we both got little peanut heads.
I don't know many people who like describe heads like that. I'm just saying that. Like a little peanut head.
Well, actually, mine's more like a macadamia nut.
Oh, my word.
A little more exotic head.
But you've got curls, so
this
that makes your head like
this could go
too.
In so many ways.
So
I'm
many
trying
we're
to
gonna,
just,
we're just gonna go
sit in the water over here.
One person in this episode who I thought was kind of shady the whole time, but Alexis kept saying, no way, was the assistant because
they showed her too much. She was a victim at one point. Like that. Most of the time with Castle episodes, especially from season 1, usually if someone plays the victim for too long, they're actually a victim, not the suspect. Because sometimes they do that where they kind of tease, we're like, oh no, this thing is missing, and she was a part of it or he was a part of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if it's only that one time, that's usually the suspect. If it wasn't, then it's a victim.
She's got this down.
Mm. Yeah, I've been watching since day one.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. At least that's what I've gathered as a fan. So
just lost.
We actually got introduced to a guy named Mike Sampson, who is the PI for the Pitbull. They kind of worked together on a few things. Pitbull paid him to do things, didn't ask questions, paid him a little bit more, you know, kind of thing. A little shady, too. Mm-hmm. Also, Castle and Beckett ended up getting zip-tied and guns to their head at one point because they found a body, as they thought. And this guy, Mike Sampson, was kind of behind it. So that was a little shady, too. We had some really shady people.
He was like a triple agent, kind of. I couldn't tell whose team he was Mike playing Sampson. For.
Yeah. Exactly.
See the guy that we busted on the street mm-hmm. in his car? Yeah.
Yep.
Great actor, by the way.
He was.
Brian McNamara. Yeah. I've been watching him for a long time. What are the language rules on this
thing? I'm trying to think of... No, yeah, just go for it. It's okay.
I had someone say the F word once.
Yeah,
just
go for it. So there's a lot of guys that are actors that I remember growing up or watching a lot of. I grew up watching a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And Brian McNamara used to be in a lot of movies like in the 80s and 90s, and he was a rent-a-dick. So if you wanted a guy to play a dick.
That's him. Sorry, my brain went to a totally different
thing. That's kind of like, no. It's not porn. Like, that's a different kind of rent-a-dick. You want a guy to play a dick. It's him. It's this guy, Christopher McDonald. It's the guy, the president from Scandal.
Yeah.
You know, he was in Ghost. He was a dick in Ghost.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
You know, so like Brian was one of those like...
That's funny.
That's so cool.
I never, like...
So he got, James
I
mean, Spader.
Yes.
Like, the most famous rent-a-dick.
Yeah, that's like the...
Rent-a-dick. I never heard of that before.
I'm going to just... Yeah.
We need a dick for this role.
That's who it
could James Spader available?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
No, but Brian McNamara is.
And he played a really good... Mm.
Yeah, I was excited to... I was excited to be working with him. Mm-hmm. I was super excited to be working
That's cool.
With
him. I'm really glad.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And Seamus had worked with him on Army Wives.
Mm. Oh my god, I forgot he was on that show. Okay, sorry.
I'm way too excited for you.
Yeah, sorry. I watch a lot of TV and movies, so that's why I was like, oh, I know where he's from. So, hence why the first thing I thought of besides Castle was Sabrina the Teenage Witch for you. So I was like, yay.
Mm-hmm. We also met a girl who was in a car accident. She had 3 shards of glass kind of...
I thought it was metal.
Metal, sorry, metal.
No,
I'm thinking
asking.
Glass because the...
Yeah.
Metal.
Some kind of projectile.
Yes. Something.
Can't talk.
Yes. Oh, it is. Which happened to match the same little indents, I guess you could call them, on the dummy. And so they kind of were able to trace them back together from the same model car from Modesto Motors.
Yep.
Yep.
No, I had said something earlier in the episode about, you know, this has, you think this has anything to do with the girl in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yes.
And they were like, nah. Becca was like, no, stupid.
Stop.
I did it twice in this episode, actually, where I said, could it be this? Mm-hmm. So as you can see, pretty much solves every crime.
Totally.
Every episode.
It's becoming clear to me tonight just how much this whole episode revolves around you.
Oh,
it
yes,
was a lot.
It did.
Yeah.
What's funny is most of them do. And somehow, through editing, they make it, it's Beckett and Castle.
Editors.
We keep talking about how, you know, Castle has come so close to death on so many episodes, but they can't actually kill him off because the show's called Castle.
That's true.
We could just change it to be Esposito.
Esposito and Castle, or Esposito y Castillo.
No, we're kicking him off, remember?
Oh, that's right. But there's always Alexis. Her name is Castle. And did...
Oh, is it could be Alexis Castle over here.
Is it Beckett... Is it like Beckett hyphen Castle? Like, did she take on the last name?
So I don't think she did yet.
I don't think so.
That's kind of shady.
Yeah.
Or did Richard Castle adopt Esposito and now it's...
Can you imagine? That would be
Castle.
Great.
That's kind of a good idea.
Is it? I would rather have a Ryan.
If Alexis and Esposito got together. Is she a little too young?
Yes.
She was.
She's in college now, right?
21.
Oh, is she 21 already?
Yeah,
she's I thought she was still 20.
That would be weird.
I think I don't really think the fans
will like us.
But hot.
Heather.
But
no, like Molly is a very
We're
beautiful
just trying
young
to get
lady.
Him in the family, guys.
I'm just trying to get the castle last name.
I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to have a Ryan Esposito spinoff. That too. But
well, by the way, did you know what was trending this evening worldwide on mm-hmm. Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? It wasn't Castle and Beckett.
No, what? It wasn't. Yeah. It was Ryan and Espo. Mm-hmm. Trending worldwide.
Ryan and Espo.
That's See? Crazy.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
You mean especially with the pit bull.
Don't have a pit bull. But we have a pit bull in the episode, so
we
borrowed
Yeah. Oh my god, you guys could have done a song to Pitbull. They're so funny.
Yeah, but that would have been too much.
Too much.
And
too
I liked
much.
The
Seamus knows like the words to Pitbull's raps. And
really?
Seamus knows the words to everything.
What?
Dang, why didn't we know this 2 weeks ago?
He's dope. Like when we do music, I always want him to do the rap parts. Because he's good. He doesn't know all the words.
I can't. I can't even imagine
entertaining.
That.
It's entertaining.
Dang. I wish we knew this.
We did for the 1 year anniversary of Nate Dogg dying. We did Warren G and Nate Dogg's Regulate at a big charity event.
That's awesome.
And Seamus killed it. He slayed it. He did all the rapping. I did the singing.
Dang.
And,
Heidi, you guys.
Heidi, I can't see that.
There's got to be a video.
I can't.
It might be. There's photos out there because Heidi Klum got up and started dancing with us and singing with us. Lots of people. It was fun.
Were you like, sit down, Heidi?
You're stealing my thunder, Heidi, okay?
Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
It's terrible. I don't know. I can't see it. I need proof.
Yeah.
Could that ever happen on an episode?
I thought we already did something like that on an episode. No.
Could we do it again?
You should know. You
I was
know.
Like, I don't I remember. Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I don't remember.
I don't my remember favorite, rapping.
My favorite episode where they kind of went out of their element was the 70s episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was a good one.
Yeah, sweet. That was my favorite of all time. Just costumes and everything was just, and the way that we changed the dialogue for mm-hmm. back in the day, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Personally. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I didn't write that one or direct it. Or
yeah, I thought so.
Produce it, but I was in it.
You
yeah.
were in it.
Yeah. No, I saw.
You
awesome.
Looked very 70-ish.
Yeah.
70-ish. Yeah.
Let's get into some Twitter questions.
Let's do
oh,
it.
Oh, man, there's so many. Okay. I don't even know where to start. Okay. So, this one's from Judy O. This is, ask John about the Espo and Beckett. Is there a history there? You guys seem to be close. Not romantically. She wanted to clarify that. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to know because you guys seem like you guys, the chemistry-wise, as
keep
friends.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. You know, they just wanted to know if you guys were close, the character-wise. Or acting-wise.
Yeah, I think our characters have always been close.
Mm-hmm.
In our history that we talk about, that's Stana and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that we were both uniform cops at the same time, probably partners, got out of the academy similar time. And so, you know, that we were on the streets together and, you know, hard knocking it. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Backing each other up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having fun together at a young age and coming up through the ranks. And really having each other's back. So we talk about that.
That's awesome.
And then
that's
on cool. set, you know, Stana and I do have a great rapport and we support each other and like each other.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. We also have Casket Always. I'm not sure if it's a she or he. I apologize. Please ask him about what he did with Seamus' new car on season 3. That's going to...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
She must know.
Oh, my word.
Little prank that I pulled on Seamus. Seamus got a new car, and he he was very proud of it.
Did you like the car?
I liked the car. It was a cool car. So, but what I did was I found a zip tie, kind of long one. And I went under his car, and I zip-tied it around the axle of his mm-hmm. car. And then he was like, hey, Johnny, want to go to lunch? Yeah, sure. You want me to drive? Sure, I'll ride with you. So I ride his car, and we start driving away, and it starts making this crazy, like, rattling noise. It's like, what the hell? I just got this car. What's wrong with my car? I'm like, I don't know. That's a wacky sound.
Oh, wow. We
keep driving. And it was loud. It was crazy. And then we go to lunch, and he said, man, I got to take my car in. I go, yeah, man, this is... I mean, and I was going to let him off the hook, but then I didn't get a chance to do it, and he takes his car to the mechanic. And while he's there, the guy comes out, and he says, hey, Seamus, I took a look at your car. Do you have somebody that doesn't like you? He's like, no, why? Maybe he's thinking like somebody cut the brake line or something and trying to kill him. So he goes, well, come here, I want to show you something. He walks him back to the thing and he shows him the zip tie. And Seamus is like, ah. And then he came in, he never let me know what happened. He just said he went to the mechanic and I asked him, I said, hey, man, what's going on with your car? Did you take it in? And he said, yeah, I did, man. It cost me like $4,000 of the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And then he let me in, and he let me stew with that. And I figured, $4,000, he must have found something else. I just put a zip tie on there. There must have been really something wrong with this car. That's what I convinced myself of. And then like a year later at Comic-Con, he said, someone asked out of the audience, you know, any practical jokes on set? And he said, well, somebody put a zip tie on my car when I got it. It was a brand new John Huertas. And so I didn't know. So he let me off the hook. I went like a year almost thinking like, oh, man, did I call his
$4,000?
I wonder. He told us that the best part of a joke is letting it stew with the person.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did. So it was a nice reversal.
Yep. You turned it around.
I have a question here.
What's your question?
It's from at Meow Journal.
Oh, at Meow
yes,
Journal.
Stephanie. If your character wasn't a police detective, what would you think that he would be?
Ooh.
I think he would be a. He'd probably work in some sort of public servant type of role. I think one of the things that drives Esposito is the need for justice. Like he wants to fight for the little guy. He wants to fight for the innocent, you know. And he's, I think he's always ready to walk the line and step over it, maybe in the name of justice, whether or not it could get him in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I think I think he would do something in public service. Fireman, maybe.
I could see that.
Bodyguard,
see that.
You know, private detective, equalizer.
Equalizer. did you have another one before?
Oh, I got a few.
Okay, go for it.
Let's see here. Langley Kirkland.
Langley Kirkwood.
Yeah.
I know that fool.
You know that fool?
That's hysterical.
Should we take the question?
Right.
I love that fool.
Okay, good.
He wants to know about his new bar restaurant, Clutch, in Venice.
It's kind of a trick question, and I already answered him. Did I answer him? All right. So Langley Kirkwood, you brought up Generation Kill earlier. He was one of the guys that was in Generation Kill with me.
Oh, cool.
He's originally from South Africa, a South African actor. He just did, he was on Banshee, just did the last season of Banshee.
Awesome.
And he came to my restaurant. We did a Generation Kill kind of reunion.
Oh.
We had a lot of guys out from New York and other places for pilot season in L.A. And so we decided, and Langley was here. We decided, let's all get together just to catch up. And out of a cast of 25 main guys, or more than that, 30 guys, 15 got together at my restaurant, Clutch, in Venice. I opened a restaurant with a partner named Oscar Humacillo, Miguel Garza, Oscar's family. And we have a cool little restaurant. We call it Cali Mex is the kind of food we serve.
Hmm.
But it's like a little...
You have to go try it out.
It's like a little filling station on the one, the US 1. It's on Lincoln Boulevard.
Nice.
But Langley and all these guys came there, so I think that's kind of a trick.
Oh, that's funny.
Neat.
He tricked us.
Langley.
That's not
crazy.
I bet he could tell some stories about you.
Yep. Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Better not, though.
I can't pronounce this person's last name, but their first name is Luca. Last name is G-U-E-L-F-I. So I apologize.
Goofy?
Yeah. Will we ever listen to the song that you and Seamus wrote for Kessel's and Beckett's wedding?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's always a possibility. I would say You know, maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
We'll see. Maybe we have to scribble something down for these people. What do you think about that?
I think it's awesome.
I think you should.
Yeah. I think you should do it.
What was the wedding episode like for you? Any memories from shooting that? So big for all the fans.
We didn't get to...
Really? Yeah. I was thinking that.
We didn't get to go to the wedding. Me and Ryan. We weren't there. It was just a
That's right. Everything got like...
I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the big thing, remember?
Who saved Castlebeck's life over a handful of times?
Are you guys harboring a little resentment about that? I mean, maybe.
What do you think?
You and Ryan?
Saved their lives in Miami. They wouldn't even be getting married if it wasn't for me and Ryan. But, you know, go ahead and get married without us.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's perfect fodder, though, for this kind of picked on thing that you guys do.
Mm. Yeah.
Isn't it?
It still hurts.
Yeah, I bet it does. Maybe that's what the Castle and Beckett meant to do. Let's just hurt you guys just a little bit.
Rude.
There were a lot of Twitter fans that did come to our defense, and you know they couldn't believe that we weren't there either.
Mm. That was one of them.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, it's true. I was like,
it is true. She was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Now, I will have to admit that, you know, Stana and Nathan don't write the episode, so they had nothing to do with it.
No, of course.
You're not blaming them.
Not blaming them. Blaming somebody.
I got a question to kind of piggyback off that, though.
What's that?
This is from at Mana Mitru at Mariana. Mm-hmm. They want to know.
She's cool.
Yeah, she writes this all the time for every week and stuff. She's cool. If you could, would you like to direct one of the episodes of Castle? And if you could kind of put your take on it, what would you want it to be?
I would like to direct an episode of Castle. The type of episode that I would want to direct and do would be, it would be like an action comedy, you know, like harken back to the days of, like Lethal Weapon and or like Rush Hour.
Nice.
It would be one of the, like an action comedy is what I would like to do. So, like high action, high comedy. The thing is, the action episodes cost a little bit more money to produce. So, you know, it'd have to be early in the season before they ran out of money.
Okay. How many more episodes do you guys have to film this episode or this season?
One and a half.
Wow.
Wow. There.
And then it's like summer break for you?
Mm-hmm. Then it's our hiatus, yeah.
Now, I remember... if I remember right, you have a short hiatus. I mean, you guys film 9 months out of the year or something?
Yeah, 9 months. Nine months and a week and change, something like that. So
just like school.
Yeah. So, yeah, we usually get like 2.5 months off, almost three sometimes, depends. But we shoot like 23 episodes this season. We shot 24 before. I think we shot 22 once, too. Yeah, it's a short break, but, you know, I mean, it's... It's short, but it's not short. I mean, who gets a 2-month-long break? I mean, we're not getting paid for it, but we get paid okay. Anyway, so, you know.
But
2 months off is a nice vacation. That's, like, really nice. So I don't complain about 2 months, 3 months, whatever. It's, like, really.
Yeah.
Super nice.
At TXMedic37 wants to know, do you have any projects that you guys are going to work on this hiatus or any vacations?
Well, we have a castle convention called the 12th Precinct Con, which is the first one I've ever heard of. In Germany. Originally, it was in Berlin.
I did know about that.
You know about it?
I really wanted to go.
Yeah, so originally it was in Berlin, but I think they're doing it in Dresden, a very historical city in
there
Germany.
Are so many German fans.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Hungarian, too. And,
yeah.
So we got to go do that. So I'm going to go on vacation in Europe before that. I'm going to go to Ireland first because they shoot the show Vikings there.
They do.
I'm a big fan of the show Vikings. Travis Fimmel, who plays Ragnar Lothbrok, is a friend of mine from way back. Back when he used to be a Calvin Klein underwear model. I'm not going to say that we were both Calvin Klein underwear models. I was doing a different brand.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to look
like that. What was your brand?
I was the Fruit of the Loom Saggy Bottoms. The line I was doing was Fruit of the Loom Saggy Bottoms, and it was just like...
Oh, my word.
So that was that. But, you know, I'm going to go to the set of Vikings while in Ireland, and because I'm just a huge fan. I'm going to go and fanboy out on some Vikings.
Love it.
And just beg them to make a brown Viking.
They should.
It's like a brown Viking.
Can that happen?
I want to have a beer that I can braid.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
I mean, they had ships. They could get brown.
Maybe there's a Moor.
Vikings.
A Moorish Viking. Mm-hmm. About some Moor that was like wandering around lost, and the Vikings were like, hey, come here and be part of us.
I don't think that's how that would. Never mind. do you have any more questions? Because I have some shout outs.
Yeah.
So we have, I would like, she wanted you to read this. So go for it.
Kata?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name, Kata? Oh, so it's at A. Torres.
Nope, that's
890.
Me.
I mean, you're.
I was like, that's me.
You're A. Torres.
I am A. Torres.
I'm really good with Twitter.
I can see that.
A. Kata Larai. It's a C A T A L A R R A E.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send kisses to Uruguay fans? We are called Vicint Omnia Veritas.
There it is.
That's how you do it in my country.
Squealing. There you go. We have someone so who's cute. A fan from you from the Sabrina times. Let's see if I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're doing, while I'm looking
while,
for
while
it,
we're doing that, can I read something?
Yeah,
we have a graphic for this too, Stephen. There are people, there's a conversation going on Twitter, and people are obsessed with season 8. Will it happen? People want to know. People like fanfic writer.
Fanfic writer.
About season 8. Fans are freaking out about it. Some fans have even drawn up little graphics asking about season 8. Do we have that?
Really?
It's up there. It's just,
I can't see it.
Technical difficulties.
I mean, people are creating art around the possibility of season 8.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have an answer. I don't know. We're all in the dark at this point. Nobody's, ABC hasn't come to me and talked to me about any season 8. I mean, just like you said earlier, the show's called Castle, so everyone's contracts are up, and they would have to make sure that the show could be called Castle first before, I think, saying that there's going to be a season 8 of Castle. So,
I you know, get what you're saying.
I would say the ball's
Nathan
not
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, ball's not. I don't know who. I don't know where anything is or anything because I just don't know. I'm in the dark. I just go to work and do my damn thing. The ball's not. I don't have the ball yet. The ball's not in my court. So we'll see. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to do another season.
What are you looking forward to if you guys end up doing a season 8?
I'm looking forward to directing an action comedy episode.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Yes.
And being in it and being doing a bunch of action. And Seamus too.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to see like a more of a buddy-centric storyline with he and I. Because, I mean, it's always great to do a storyline like the one where I was trapped on the train and the one where he was, bodyguard. But it's really, he and I, we really embrace the bromance thing. We really think that it's an interesting part of the show, and we'd like to really showcase that and do something fun, which we've done before. I mean, but in small doses. We'd like to do an episode that's centered on, if it's centered on us, we want it to be both of us at the same time instead of just one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can I make a suggestion? There would be more dancing?
Yes.
Because that was the best.
Dancing and rapping.
Yes,
so
and
singing.
We basically
dance,
want you guys.
Action comedy.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to pitch that tomorrow.
Okay. Totally. All right, last two shout outs before we completely wrap up. There is two really awesome fans that I know personally. That's I'm a husband and wife. Their names are Belinda and Lenroy Lee. Mm. So they would love for you to shout out
What's
to them.
What's up, Belinda? What's up, Lenroy Lee? Shouting out to you guys. A lot of love.
And Shobek and Ashley, they are also huge fans, and they couldn't get a chance to get on Twitter to say something, but they said that they love you, and they love Castle, and they hope many good, awesome things for you with either future projects or things like that, so they wanted a shout-out.
Shobek and Lindsay.
Ashley.
Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Shobek and Ashley, they said they love me?
Yes, they do.
I love you, too. And the show loves you.
Yes.
Aww.
Keep watching.
And we love you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
A lot of love.
Let everybody know, just in case they don't know and they're living under a rock, where can they find you on social media?
At John, J-O-N, _ Huertas, H-U-E-R-T-A-S. You can go to my webpage, thejohnhuertas.com, and it's got all the little icons for all the social media spots.
Perfect.
Sweet.
You know what I mean?
And you can go on iTunes and find
some albums.
Groaning sexy music.
Groaning sexy music, and then I got a little EP called Sex Tape.
Sex tape.
All kinds of sexy.
I had to lean down here and put the bumblebee on my face. Say it like that. Because it's sweet like honey.
Oh, my word.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Alexis, let them know.
I was like, I don't even know if I can even make a sentence. You can find me all over social media at atorres890. You can also follow my vlogs now that I'm doing every week at youtube.com/ps890.
This show has me blushing.
Right?
I love talking to you guys on Twitter. I'm JJ, and my Twitter handle is at J2Snyder.
And you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, John, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We will see you guys all next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.